You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool.
Is it too early, ladies and gentlemen, to wish you a Merry Christmas? Whether it is or whether it isn't, we're going to do that for you right now on the very first of December. Welcome to the Political Cesspool, and Merry Christmas from yours truly, James Edwards, and Keith Alexander, who's in with me tonight for the first half of the show. I love that song, and Keith, I know that you have English heritage that is much more recent than that which most of us would share, coming from the British Isles of Scotland and England and Wales. You go back only one generation.
Right. My mother was an English war bride. My father was in Patton's army, met her, and he was in officer candidate school and could, if he had signed up for one more tour of duty, they were going to make him an officer and a band instructor at West Point. But he realized if he didn't marry my mother, then before he left England, he'd probably never see her again. So true love prevailed, and he pulled the trigger on it,
and
here I am.
And your mother is still alive, too, and we normally see her at least a couple of times a year. You see her every week, but I have the opportunity to spend some time with her, a great lady, a real dame, if you will. And she's from England, and that's a good English traditional hymn to help kick off our Christmas music that we're going to be featuring so much on TPC this month.
That's right. They're from Hertfordshire is where she's from, so which is one of the home counties. In other words, the counties in suburban London for the most part.
That being said, welcome to the show. We are going to kick off the Christmas season here on TPC with a lot of energy tonight. We got a couple of great guests lined up. We're going to have engrossing conversation. It's going to get kicked off. Going to be a great month of radio on TPC this evening. And it's going to get started this evening with Paul Fromm. He's going to be back. You know, Paul Fromm from Canada, he can't get into the United States. He's banned. But he can go to Japan, and he was just there. And he's going to share with us some very interesting observations from his recent trip to Tokyo.
A true ethno state, Japan.
Yeah, the caravan can get in, but a white Christian heterosexual male from Canada can't. They can track him and make sure he doesn't get in. The caravan, we'll talk about that too. But hey,
of course, George Soros isn't backing him to get in here.
No, and yeah, so well, I'm going to tell Paul, if you can't get in, you just got to get to Mexico and just walk over like everybody else does. We'll see what's going on with Paul, but he's going to tell us about his trip to Tokyo. But first, here's what we're going to be covering. If I had a Tijuana and walk in, here's what we're going to be covering this first hour. We talked about this a little bit last week, but Cindy Hyde-Smith did win that seat for the United States Senate out of Mississippi. We're going to be talking about that. The latest news from the border, the Christian missionary who was recently killed by a pre-Neolithic tribe, that actually happened just a few days ago, Jerome Corsi. You know, people say everybody's 6 degrees separated from Brad Pitt or Tom Cruise, but everybody in politics is like 2 degrees separated from TPC, and Jerome Corsi is one. Well, Jerome Corsi is Direct Connect. He's been on the show several times. He's got some legal troubles along with Roger Stone. I'm going to tell you about that all coming up this hour, but first,
the left is going for blood, folks, and they're fighting no quarter.
Let's talk about what happened in Mississippi, Keith, very quickly. Race is the key, reads the headline. Race is always the key, saying that, of course, only Hyde-Smith was only elected because the racist put her over the top in racist Mississippi. It said President Trump inserted himself into a searing racial debate in the cradle of the Confederacy, barnstorming Mississippi last week in a runoff election riven by divergent attitudes here about the legacy of segregation and lynching. And it went on to talk about some of the things we talked about last week about how Sidney Hyde-Smith had promoted tourism at Jefferson Davis's home, how her daughter graduated from a private school. All of a sudden, private schools are now called segregation academies.
When they're in Mississippi.
And so we talked about that last week. But on, oh, and by the way, Yeah, not only did Barack's kids go to Segregation Academy, so did Mike Espy's. Mike Espy sent his kids to a private school. They call it private schools where he sent his, but hers was Segregation Academy.
So, you know,
what are the differences?
We live in an Orwellian world where all animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others.
Now, they on Sunday, which was the day after last week's show, they had another so-called controversy featuring Cindy Hyde-Smith. They wrote about the fact that she pushed a resolution praising a Confederate soldier's effort to defend his homeland. So CNN came out with that last Sunday. I guess they thought that might hurt her in Mississippi. I don't know how disconnected from reality they are, but it talked about how Mississippi Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith once promoted a measure that praised a Confederate soldier's effort to defend his homeland, quote-unquote, and pushed a revisionist view of the Civil War and mentioned that the resolution that she pushed referred to the war quite accurately as the war between the states. It said that Mississippi lawmakers take great pride in joining the Sons of Confederate Veterans and honoring this person.
It's a different world, James, up there. Apparently, the type of stuff that would get you cast out of polite society in New York or Boston or San Francisco is basically just what the doctor ordered and what the populace and the electorate wants to hear in Mississippi. They don't seem to understand that we really are in two worlds here, and it's a secession of cultures and spirit has succeeded where secession politically didn't work in the Civil War. But, you know, Cindy Hyde-Smith is mainstream in Mississippi, and she would not be out of the mainstream in almost all of the South. And in fact, I imagine she would get a fairly good reaction in most of what the elites of our nation contemptuously refer to as flyover country. I remember when Jerry Lewis, who has passed on to his reward, said on the Johnny Carson, or maybe it was even the Jack Parr show back in the early 60s, that he always wanted to know when he was flying from the East Coast to the West Coast and back over flyover country in America. He wanted to know when he's flying over Mississippi so he could be sure to use the bathroom. See, and that was the last time that I ever watched a Jerry Lewis movie or listened to anything from Jerry Lewis after that.
But did you listen to Gary Lewis and the Playboys?
I did, yeah. But, of course, he was a rebellious son, so I could stomach him. But let me just tell you.
Us this. Are you glad that Cindy Hyde-Smith is the now officially elected senator from Mississippi as opposed to the appointed one?
Well, I am not upset. Let me say that. She's not, you know, she's not Pat Buchanan. But on the other hand, she makes all the right enemies, and that is important. We need somebody to remember that, and she needs to be reminded of how they tried to do a hatchet job on her whenever it comes to making a controversial decision the Senate.
I tweeted this out the night that she won the election, and I think this is the most sober and candid take you can have on the matter. Her election is by no means a game changer. By her being sent to Washington or being reestablished in Washington, everything isn't going to change overnight, but I'm still happy, I will say this, to see a candidate who honored her state's proud Confederate history. I'm proud to see a candidate like that be elected. It doesn't mean that
it shows that the transformation of America by cultural Marxism that the left thinks is a fait accompli is not a fait accompli in a lot of America, including Mississippi.
All right, when we come back, we're going to just a couple of more parting shots on this election, then we're going to move directly into the border, and then we're going to talk about a group of people who are allowed to have border integrity. That's the Sentinelese pre-Neolithic tribe. And then we're going to talk about Jerome Corsi. Action-packed first hour, high energy, Christmas music. James Edwards, Keith Alexander, we'll be right back.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of 1-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
You know what, Keith, that song is so beautiful, and that is a song that is inspired by true traditional Christianity. I mean, that's the kind of beauty that comes from the West when it's married into the faith of our fathers.
When Europe's alternative name was Christendom.
Now, that's where that came from. And something that pure could only come from a righteous people with the one true faith,
but people that fought and put it all on the line to defend their faith from infidel armies.
And now, of course, the people who lead up the church are trying to give it all away as fast as they can. In fact, they'd say you can't even be a Christian unless you give it all to the others, unless you allow the invasion to take place. You know, if Charles Martel had had that mentality, there wouldn't even be a Europe or
most
or
Christian
whites.
Denominations
or Christianity, by the way.
Yeah, most Christian denominations have now joined the anti-white army.
Well, that song, of course, it's just a beautiful song. Now, I know it's kind of hard to understand it because they speak the King's English and they have that British accent. And we posted it last Sunday at thepoliticalcesspool.org, and you can read the lyrics to it. But that last little verse there where the page of the king is protesting that they go out in this bitter storm. He said that the man that the king wanted to take firewood and food to lived a good league hence, which is, I think, about 3 miles. And they were going through this bitter storm, and the monarch, you know, well, you listen to the rest of the song, read the lyrics. It's just a beautiful, beautiful song. And we certainly don't have Christianity like that anymore today, at least not at the head table here in America. Southern Baptist Convention membership now fallen for the 11th consecutive year. I tweeted out this week that it's hard to believe that morphing into the Communist Party at prayer, as Andrew Fraser put it, and attempting to convince white Southerners that they must hate their ancestors to find Christ hasn't been a winning strategy for the denomination. But I also asked this. So you have.
See, it's one they can't lose on, James, because they're either going to destroy the Southern Baptist faith or destroy the Christian faith of people. You know, either way, it's a win for the left.
Well, this is the thing. So the reason I'm back on them is that in talking about Cindy Hyde Smith, we're carrying this on from the first segment. So Dwight McKissick, we all remember Dwight McKissick. And he's put forth all of these horrible resolutions in recent years that get passed. And I ask, because he pretends to be a pro-life, he pretends to be a Southern Baptist, he pretends to be a Christian. And he was endorsing Mike Espy in the Mississippi Senate race. And I said, you know, why are, and I put in quotations, of course, Southern Baptists, quote unquote, like Dwight McKissick, endorsing the pro-abortion candidate in Mississippi's Senate runoff? And he responded to that, of course, as he always does, Dwight. And he wrote,
"Fulminations."
James Edwards is an alt-right advocate who inspired the anti-alt-right resolution that was approved by the SBC, Southern Baptist Convention. No surprise he's supporting a Confederate and public hanging lynching candidate.
Well, what is worse, being pro-Confederate or being pro-abortion? You know, ask yourself that, Southern Baptist.
Well, it got me to thinking. So now Dwight's saying that resolution that was passed by the Southern Baptist Convention, and even though their membership is hemorrhaging, they are still by far the largest Protestant denomination
just give in the world. Time.
I got that. But they've still got millions of members. I don't think they have what they claim they have. In fact, I know they don't. But they've still got millions of members. They're still the largest Protestant denomination. And now Dwight McKissick is saying that resolution was passed solely because of what we say here on the political cesspool. He just tweeted that out a couple of days ago. Think of how much power the political cesspool must have. If Hillary Clinton can denounce us in a last-minute fundraising appeal by name to her base, if the world's largest Protestant denomination is
making policy,
is passing their resolutions based on what we say. I mean, that is absolutely incredible. Well, so denounced by Congress. That's right. So, I mean, look, the world's largest Protestant denomination bases their position with regard to our thoughts on current events. Man, oh, man, Keith, we are the little engine that could, are we
well,
not?
Well, the Congress of the largest or the most powerful nation on earth reacts to what the political cesspool says. What you need to remember, though, is that what is happening in all Christian denominations is a falling away. They're basically confused and helpless. They're hemorrhaging members. The Southern Baptists are going the same way that the United Methodists went, the Episcopal Church went, the Presbyterian Church USA went, all of these other, the Seven Sisters of the Mainline. Now the fundamentalists have picked up the same virus, and basically the left is going to destroy true Christianity and may destroy these churches altogether, or else they're going to convert them into, you know, adjuncts of the Communist Party.
Well, I responded to Dwight's tweet in the only way that I could. There were so many grammatical and spelling errors in there, I could only chuckle and say English teachers around the world cringe when Dwight's at a keyboard, and then he blocked me. So I'm blocked. He blocked me after that. Anyway, but I'm glad that Hyde Smith won. And no, I am not contradicting myself. I don't think women should be in positions of power, and I don't particularly care for women that carry three names and a hyphenated name. But when it comes to voting for Mike Espy or a candidate who has supported the Confederates, I am going to go with that person, whoever he
is. Well, you know, Dwight McKissick is apparently going to have to craft a pro-abortion plank for the Southern Baptist Convention now, since he is bound and determined to be the mirror opposite of you in everything. So since you're anti-abortion, I suppose Dwight is going to lead the Southern Baptists to a new enlightenment in which they decide that abortion is not so bad after all, James.
Well, let me tell you another 2 degrees of separation or one. You know, Jerome Corsi came on our show several times And then the SPLC called him on, and then he forgot our number. But he actually gave us attribution in his book, Where's the Birth Certificate, for putting him in touch. He named me by name in that book, Where's the Birth Certificate, for putting him in touch with Tim Adams, who chose the political cesspool to be the show that he came on. Tim Adams was a former elections clerk in Honolulu, Hawaii, and he said, without a doubt, he has the records, he has the access to the records, and Obama has no birth certificate or had no birth certificate in Hawaii, which is where he was supposedly born. And anyway, so whether you believe that or not, it doesn't matter, but Tim Adams came on the show and he said, I was in this position, I came on, and I want to tell your audience this is what I know. And it made national news after that. Everybody wanted him, and so did Jerome Corsi. And we put Corsi in touch with Adams, and he gave us credit in his book for doing that, because Adams was a big cog in that argument back at the time. Well, now Corsi is apparently on the cusp of going to federal prison for...
He's on the enemies list.
Tell us what happened there, Keith.
Well, he's on the enemies list of the left and Mueller and the people that want to see if they can stampede Donald Trump out of office, just like they did Richard Nixon back in the 70s now, with Watergate.
Apparently, this stems from an email exchange or an email he may have forwarded from Roger Stone. Now, Roger Stone, we all know Roger Stone. He's appeared on Sam Bushman's show many, many times, and I ran into Roger at the Republican National Convention and talked to him for a while. So, again, one degree of separation, they all are. But Corsi and Stone apparently had this email exchange, and the FBI asked Corsi whether or not he had forwarded this email. He said, I think he said no. And then they went back, and it was years ago, and they found it. They said, oh, yeah, you did. Now you're going to jail. You lied to us. And I mean, it's completely plausible that he might not have remembered forwarding a single email or not. And I guess the mistake is what, Keith? He talked to him, right?
Well, yeah, the problem is that it's not, you know, all animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others. All of these people, from Manafort to Corsi to Stone, are being prosecuted for things they never would have been prosecuted for, but for their allegiance to Donald Trump. So that tells you just how biased American law enforcement has become under the tutelage of the left.
We'll see what happens to Corsi. He's 72 years old. I'm glad the federal government can go after somebody. They can't go after the illegal aliens, but at least they know. Anyway, we'll be back.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosertify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense, as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I ask you, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans will spend their entire lifetime purchasing food from the supermarkets while having no idea that almost every packaged food product on the grocery shelves is certified kosher. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics, politics, and our identity. In an effort to promote awareness to the kosher question, developers have published an app for your smartphone that features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Kosher-tified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at thekosherquestion.com. With the cesspool of politics getting even deeper these days, why not leave the swamp and start eating in favor of your own interests? Check out thekosherquestion.com today and download the app.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. There is just something obviously very special and spiritual about this time that really stirs one's soul. And you feel, I guess, nearer to God at Christmas time.
And also nearer to your heritage, because this is, you know, where do we get Old English or medieval English culture given to us as undiluted as we get it during the Christmas season? Look at all those old Christmas carols that come from, you know, the 18th century and before, all the time, like "Oh, come all ye faithful," things like that.
And we're gonna be showcasing a lot of those traditional Christmas hymns on TPC this month. I mean, we are here, as I have said before, to minister to your mind and soul. We do the best we can here, ladies and gentlemen, and even to your body as well. We've had a couple of fitness episodes this year on the radio, but this is who we are, and it wouldn't be worth doing the show if we couldn't come here and be completely open and real with you about what moves us. And it is defense of our heritage, defense of our faith, advocating for our positions on these important issues. But yes, we put in those elements of faith and identity, and we put it all in there, and that's what TPC is. And we're going to be having a lot of the fun Christmas songs as well, rocking around the Christmas tree and Bobby Helms, Jingle Bell Rocks. You're going to hear all those in the intros going forward this month. But I really wanted to start the Christmas month of broadcasting off here in December with that particular song, Sam. Anyway, so let's transition to the border. What are we talking about this hour? We're talking about Cindy Hyde-Smith winning the Senate seat in Mississippi. They did everything they could. They thought they could pull a Roy Moore on her. But it just didn't work. And then we talked about Jerome Corsi's got a little legal trouble, he and Roger Stone, and they're going after them with hammer and tong. They can't really go after any of these gangbangers that are flooding in the governor, at the border, rather. Larry Klayman is over there. This is an interesting follow-up. Larry Klayman is Jerome Corsi's attorney. And they are suing back. They are actually suing Robert Mueller. So, of course, he's fighting back. I'll give him that. He didn't have enough guts to come back on our show after the SCPLC told him not to. But he is at least doing that, and I hope I wish him well.
He probably learned with experience like so many have.
That was 10 years ago, I think. You know, it was a while ago. So that's fine. Okay, let's talk about the border. Now, we know that the caravan has reached Tijuana, and even the Mexicans don't want them. Do you know how bad this caravan must be if Mexico doesn't want
them? No, it's really heightening the awareness of people everywhere when they see what we're actually being asked to cope with this third world immigration over the southern border of the United States. But Mexico certainly doesn't want them, and we don't want them either. And it's, you know, no nation worthy of the name nation would tolerate it. The Japanese certainly don't tolerate it. The Jews and the Israelis certainly don't tolerate it in their neck of the woods. So why in the world should we listen to leftists who tell us that we should do what, you know, the spiritual home of leftism basically sees as being beyond the pale. We, you know, every nation, a nation is based upon ethnicity and race, a true nation. There's no such thing as a proposition nation, as the neoconservatives have tried to con us into believing. They don't call them neocons for nothing. Every nation is a blood and soil nation. I remember when we told that to the reporter from Die Zeit that came over here to report on us, and he came back to Germany with a totally different report than the one that was expected, and the silence was deafening. We never heard anything in Die Zeit about his peregrinations to Memphis in America.
Going back to the border, there's this picture that has gone viral, and it's of this overweight 20-something-year-old mother wearing a Disney T-shirt featuring the characters from Frozen, Elsa and Anna. And she's got two kids, presumably hers, but we don't know, two kids by the hand. They look to be both female children, maybe about 6-7 years old, barefoot, no pants on, and in diapers at 6 years old. Okay, so that's the picture that's been going around. Now, we know for a fact that a lot of those a lot of that was staged. Maybe even this picture. I mean, we don't even know if these people are from Central Casting in Los Angeles, but we know that a lot of that stuff is staged that's been going on there. You see in this very picture other members of the media sitting there getting their cameras ready to take pictures of these people as they're being tear gassed. Now, I'm happy that they were tear gassed. I'm happy that authorities are using tear gas on the border. America isn't a flop house for the garbage of the third world. We don't need to trade down. Now, yes, that picture is sad. Sure, I don't want to see little girls suffer, but it's not going to move me off of my sensible position, which is you can't have the dregs of the third world. And we know that there's a lot of hardcore criminals in this caravan. At the very least, you're having poor, unskilled people that can contribute nothing to this country coming in and then just scattering once they cross the border. That doesn't help us at all. We need to build a wall, militarize the border, stop the invasion, because, Keith, you can't have a first world nation with a third world population. I know the media is going to try to pull on the heartstrings of altruistic whites, pathologically altruistic whites, and show this woman and these two girls and say that that's why we have to have an open border, because there's a woman and two girls in this caravan of thousands of fighting age men who are coming over, and we need to have an open border because these girls don't have shoes on and they marched 3,000 miles from Guatemala to get here. And if you believe that, by the way, I got a bridge to sell you. Do you think these girls marched barefoot and in diapers 3,000 miles? Well, that's what they want you to believe.
Well, I've got a deal for them. When they can talk the Israeli government into accepting all the Palestinian refugees that want to come into their nation, we'll start accepting third world refugees or so-called refugees from Central and South America.
Well, tell me if I'm wrong, Keith. Now, tell me if I'm wrong. Now, they want you to see that picture, which went viral, of this woman and these two kids, and say, oh, my God, how horrible. Tear gassing them, horrible. Let them all in. The first thing that came to my mind was, assuming this is an authentic picture and it's not just something that was casted, which it very well may be, the first thing that came to my mind is, what kind of a parent, what kind of a mother would choose to bring her children with them while they are attempting to commit a crime, knowing that it's going to be a dangerous proposition? Why would any decent mother do that? I think shame is on the mother herself for bringing those kids, assuming that this is a real picture, bringing them into harm's way and having them aid and abet her as she attempts to commit a crime.
Well, you know, they're getting on to Donald Trump for using tear gas. The Palestinians and all the dead children that are the result of Israeli bombing of Palestinian areas wish that the Israelis would use tear gas on them rather than bullets and bombs.
That's right. I tell you what, I love the Israeli immigration policy, though. They sterilize, they deport, they militarize. You know, Israel's got a wall.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander. That's all the point we're making on this. If that's all right for the Israelis, why are the Americans held to such a ridiculously high standard of humanitarianism?
Yeah, we love Israel so much, and Israel's our greatest ally. We should be copying everything they do.
Right.
I think we actually probably built their border. We can fund their border wall. Why can't we fund our own? And by the way, we're going to get into the funding of the wall here in a minute. Now, Keith, are you going to buy or sell on this? Trump says he's going to shut down the government next week unless they give him the full $5 billion to fund the wall. Right now, the Democrats have agreed to $1.3 billion. You think Trump's actually going to do it this time?
No, I think that the proper statement for that is that when all is said and done, more will be said than done. But I hope he surprises me and develops a spine and really does come down hard. That's the only way you can save America. I'm tired of hearing this, hardline rhetoric from him and then having him govern like he's Paul Ryan.
How can
president.
You see what happened in California? It's already happened in California. And it is a razor-thin margin away from happening in Georgia and Florida
and Texas,
too, yes. They saw it happen in California. It is happening as we speak in these other states. And when they lose those states, the Republicans are gone forever. And that might not be a bad thing. But if they are serious about being reelected, if nothing else, if they don't care anything about their base, they should care about being reelected.
Well, what I hope happens is this, that the Republicans or the Trumpians or whatever you want to call them succeed in keeping those states in the red column, in the Republican column, and that aggravates the blue states so much that they want to secede, and we'll say, be our guest. Don't let the door hit you in the posterior when you leave.
When we come back, we're going to talk about a little more on the border, and we're going to tell you about a group of people who have a great immigration policy, the Sentinelese. They don't have agriculture, they don't have fire, but they do have closed borders.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
So what's going on in that song is the king and his page are going to take winter's fuel, which is firewood.
Care package.
And and some food to this downtrodden citizen of their kingdom. And I love the idea of Christian charity and philanthropy, but this is where it is. You know, so presumably this is a guy that's in Britain at that time or is in somewhere in the Western world who is a fellow Christian and also a fellow citizen, a kinsman.
Totally unlike modern charity, which is basically a scheme to give money to leftists so they can transfer wealth from the white population to the non-white population.
There you go. There you go. So, you know, I'm all for it. You talk about giving to the poor. That's a cucky idea. No, it's not. But I like it.
Originally, it was
that you know when it benefits your own family.
When the cultural Marxists have taken over all the NGOs, non-governmental organizations, and charities, that's what it has become.
Now in the Christian church, you can't give it away. If you are a white Christian and you want to help other white Christians, well, you're a racist. Why would you want to help whites? What is this? You care about white people? That's evil. No, we got to give it to everybody else. We got to give it to the people who are never going to become Christians, the people who hate us. That's who we got to be giving all of this stuff to, and that's where all of our outreach goes.
Yeah, well, we've got to make them fat and sassy and happy so they can come in and kill us.
Anyway, I tell you, Rich in Nashville likes the music, and if you and I do too, Rich. Thank you, brother. And folks, again, I know that that's not a song that you might be able to decipher all of the words, hearing it sung in that
high
church English dialect, correct? But we do have it there with the lyrics at thepoliticalcesspool.org. And we're just kicking off the Christmas season. And part of what we do here in December is play that Christmas music. So
we'll have to get a version of it sung by Dolly Parton. Okay?
That's right. Also, we got an attorney in Washington, D.C. who is sending us. I bet you didn't know we had listeners that were attorneys in Washington, D.C., but we do.
He must be in deep cover.
Yeah, and he said it's never too early to wish your audience a Merry Christmas. In fact, tomorrow begins the first week of Advent. So
that's right. But if you have a church, a liturgical church that follows the ancient church calendar, that is right. We're coming up on Advent.
And I'll share
the beginning of the Christian year.
This lawyer actually has TPC paraphernalia in his office there in D.C., and he took Sam Bushman and I out for a very nice steak dinner when we were in Washington last, and he says that another one's on him next time we're there. So,
you got to take me the next time.
That might be. He said, Sam says we're making plans. Well, anyway, back to the show. It is hard to focus on the issues when we're having such a good time, and it is such a festive time of year. But the story reads, for the last 2 years, congressional Republicans have persuaded President Donald Trump to delay the fight to fund his border wall, convincing him that he would pay a steep political price for such high-stakes legislative brawling. But now the story reads, and I hope it's true. I'm skeptical, but I'm hopeful that Trump is done waiting. Just days ahead of a deadline that could trigger a partial government shutdown with no solution in sight, the president stated Tuesday in the Oval Office that he is unflinchingly firm that Congress must send him a bill approving the $5 billion he is asking for the wall on the U.S.-Mexico border, and says he would be, quote-unquote, totally willing to shut down the government if he doesn't get it. Democratic leaders have approved $1.6 billion, so they're about $3.5 billion off. Raising the stakes even higher for the GOP, Trump said that the $5 billion would only cover the physical border. The number is larger for border security, he said. So I have a clip here. Now, this is going to be a little rudimentary. I didn't send this to Sam. So I'm going to play it through my speaker here at the local station as opposed to it coming professionally produced from the network. But it's someone asking Trump what he thought when he saw the images of the woman and her supposed children running from the tear gas. And let's see if I can play this to where you can hear it. This may or may not work, but let's see, and then we'll get back on top of it.
How did you feel when you saw the images of the women and children running from the tear gas?
Well, I do say, why are they there? I mean, I have to start off. First of all, the tear gas is a very minor form of the tear gas itself. It's very safe. The ones that were suffering to a certain extent were the people that were putting it out there, but it's very safe. But you really say, why is a parent running up into an area where they know the tear gas is forming and it's going to be formed, and they're running up with a child? And in some cases, you know, they're not the parents. These are people, they call them grabbers. They grab a child because they think they're going to have a certain status by having a child. You know, you have certain advantages in terms of our crazy laws that, frankly, Congress should be changing. You know, if you change the laws, you wouldn't be having this problem. And I think the funding of the wall right now is never looked better.
The funding of the wall never looked better, said the president just a couple of days ago. He's right, though. I love the rhetoric. I still am very much enchanted by the rhetoric of the president. I just hope that this, I hope it happens.
Well, you used to have these little bracelets that said WWJD, what would Jesus do? Well, we need to say, what would the Jews in Israel do if they were having their own border crisis with Palestinians trying to flood into their country, children and all? And believe me, if you think that Trump is too strident, you hadn't seen nothing yet.
Well, how about the Sentinelese? Now, this is what I want to close this hour with. So the Sentinelese are a pre-Neolithic tribe.
That means that, Paleolithic, I guess.
Well, that's another word for it. So they have no agriculture, no stone tools. Forget about the wheel. It's even into question whether or not they've mastered fire.
No cell phones.
No cell phones, no McDonald's, no plastic goods from China. But in some ways, I envy them. They've got more common sense with regards to immigration than we do. So you had this this rogue Christian missionary who wanted to go and minister to them. Now, this is an uncontacted...
Probably listening to Dwight McKissick and Russell Moore.
And he got off the boat, and they killed him dead. No questions asked, just about as soon as it happened. And it's fascinating, though, because the entire global community said, well, it was the missionary's fault for going over there. Now, listen, I will say this. It's tragic that the missionary was murdered by these primitives. But I blame his church for not telling him the truth about racial realities. I blame his church. But I will say this. They've got more common sense than we do with regards to immigration. But if it's okay for these savages to have closed borders, why can't the rest of us? And this guy was murdered. Let's not forget that. And the Australian government and the global uppity-ups are saying, well, they've got sovereignty. I mean, they've got this is their country. This is a 60-square-mile island, the land that time forgot. I mean, what they don't even have a written language. What laws do they have?
Well, how would Dwight McKissick and Russell Moore of the Southern Baptist Convention react to that? In fact, I was thinking about that, and I think they would want all of us to do just what that missionary did and put ourselves in harm's way. And then they can, pat us posthumously on the back and tell us what good Christians we were for committing Harry Carey, basically. This is what happens when you listen to mushheads like Russell Moore and Dwight McKissick and let them be your moral compass. This was a fundamentalist missionary, a guy that I think he went to Oral Roberts University or something like this. What are they teaching these people? Sending them into harm's way like that, or, you know, encouraging it, or at least not actively discouraging it. This is crazy. But this is what, this is the type of suicidal impulse that the Christian denominational headquarters for almost all denominations would ascribe to nowadays. And that's where they're trying to send us all, and we need to listen to God and not listen to Russell Moore and Dwight McKissick.
I find all of this stuff about first contact with tribes. Even, you know, I love the Age of Exploration. I couldn't read enough about Aztecs and Mayans and even our own, which were far more primitive, the American Indians here in North America. All of that, I still think that the most one of the most fascinating moments in human history had to be when Cortez met Montezuma on that causeway there outside of
Tenochtitlan.
Yeah, now Mexico City. But I was for that kind of missionary work, as it were, but not the watered-down cuck version. Now, if you're going to go over there, you need to go over there to conquer and convert, and you need to do it with masculine authority and with a firm understanding about racial differences. I don't think Cortez saw these people as he knew that they were a threat. And so he went over there, and he had some armed help. If you go there as a pacifist with this childlike notion that these people are interchangeable with a Dane or a German, then you're going to come out of somebody's bowel movement, which is tragically what happened to this missionary. And I don't say that in jest. I'm sad that he was murdered, but it is very interesting that everybody is basically defending the right of this tribe to close.
But
the
borders. Americans, on the other hand, can't defend their borders.
Yeah, there you go. So why is it good enough for these people who, live well and prosper, Sentinelese, but you haven't really contributed too much to the world? Why is it okay for you to have secure borders and your own way of life, but the people who have contributed so much to humanity, namely Europeans, it's not good enough for us? Very interesting. I like the nationalist member of parliament in Australia who said, "I'm not going to be the first one to call them a racist. I want to secure our borders just the same." It's a little tongue-in-cheek comment. We'll be back second hour next.
Cesspool is in the can, but don't go away. There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.